Zechadishmas Avimori, Yachem Yisrael Pilchas, Zechadishmas Daniel Hashena, Vas Yeshua Falk. Okay, this week's Parsha, Sacharei Mois Kedoshim. So we read, Vaydaber Hashem, Moshe, Acharei Moshe, Shnei B'nei Aaron, V'korbosom, L'fnei Hashem, V'yamusu. So the Mises of Shnei B'nei Aaron. And then we have Parshas Kedoshim, with the Mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the Medrash Rabbah says on page 6, Kedoshim to you, Hadad Usiv Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh. Right, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, what we say in davening every day, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka. So what's the connection of the Medrash, Kedoshim to you, with the pasuk Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, that Hashem is going to send his Metzudas David says, Mokum Kodesho, Ubeis HaMikdash, Hashem is going to send his help from the Mokum Ashkin of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the connection with that pasuk and Kedoshim to you? And then in next week's parsha in Emor, Ezer Hashem, this is not to potter us from the Chumash Shir for next week, but in Parshas Emor, it's on page 9, it says we have the mitzvah in the beginning, in the middle of the Parsha of the Moadim. It says the mitzvah Peya, right? Kutzuchem es ktsir artzchem l'shchala patzodcha b'kutzreto recha ktsircha l'osolokim. And Rashi says on page 9, Ma ra'a hakosav litnim be'emtza haragolim. How come the mitzvah peya, that to leave over in the field for the aniyim, is in the middle of the parshas of the Pesach v'atzeres mikan, Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur v'chag mikan, lamedcha, shekol anosin leket shikol peya la'oni, karoi malin olovok, hakosav ki'ilu bodav eis ha'mikdash, v'ikriv korbanosav. Okay, so these are different ideas. The Mises B'nei Aaron, Nadav Avihu, and the Kedoshim Tiyu of Yishlach HaZukal Mikodesh, and the Pasha of Peya in the middle. So let's take a look in the Kedushas Yom, in the Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov. There was the father of the Satmar Rebbe. So he discusses. There's a famous piece, actually it's from the Yismach Moshe, from the generations before. If you want to see, I'll show you the original piece here, in the Yismach Moshe itself. Here, take a look in page 19, Parshas Tetzaveh. It says, Kosis Lamor. So there's a famous Balaturim, Kosis Lamor, Chof Tof Yud Tof. He says, Hineya, on page 19, on the bottom left, Hineya Balaturim, Kosav, the Kosis, Romez, Lishnei, HaMikdoshim, Mikdash Rishon, or Mikdash Sheni. That, because the Mikdash Rishon was 410 years, Tof Yud, and Mikdash Sheni was Tof Chof. Was 420 years. So the two, and that spells Kosis. So the Chaf Tav and Yud Tav. So Chaf Tav is 400, Tav is 420, and Tav Yud is 410. So those are Merames, the two Batei Mekdash. The first Beis Mekdash lasts for 110 years, and the second for 20. And that's Merames, Loma Shemitzvah Zushal Hadlokas Neiros, and Parshat Zavet talks about Hadlokas Neiros. So the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros was going to be that amount of years, the 410 and the 420. And what about the third Beis Hamikdash? What's with that? So he says like this. Omnam, on page 20 in the bottom right. Inyan hu yuvan al pi moshel le'echot shehevi zera ilon tov mi merchak. He says a person planted a tree and he waited till the tree developed and produced fruit, and then he uprooted it. V'chacha akro. Then he brought another tree and he waited and he uprooted it again. So no one could figure out what he was doing, this person. He was planting a tree, he was uprooting it, planting a tree, uprooting it. So he said, Omnam, this is page 20 in the left side, second line. Ha'ish hanoteya afu heishiv omro lahem ki akol b'chochmo v'haskel. Ki gam netiyas beza ilonis harishon v'akirosa makol hayot Tzorach Kiyum Ilan HaShlishi. In other words, basically what he was saying is that the two trees that he planted, were a preparation for the third tree. Because the land wasn't able to have a tree planted in it, in its regular natural state. So therefore, it was hachana. If you put the first two trees in originally, that will make the land mesugal to be able to carry a tree of that status. So and the nimshal is v'nimshal hu. He writes on page 20, left side. Ki rosa chachmasu yizbarach asher ein bekoach ha'oretzah gshuma luzul kabel luzbol noga or kedushas beis hamikdash ha'shlishi. Hashem knew that al pi derech ha'teva, the land was not able to have such great level of kedusha in this world. This world so megushim, to have such kedusha come. But if we would have a Beis HaMikdash Rishon and a Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and the land is already used to having an influx of Kedusha in it, that would be the Hachana to have the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And that's the famous Mashal, and that's the Pasuk he says on page 21. We say, we say that in the Shir Hayam. Koruhar Al Shem Kurbanu. He says, Hashem brought in these two Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. What's the point? Machol Neshivtecho Pa'alta Hashem. That's the third Beis Hamikdash. These were all Hachana to the third Beis Hamikdash. So, Nela, once the earth sucked in levels of Kedusha from before, now it's able to be morgul, to be able to get this higher thing of the third Beis HaMikdash that Be'ezur Hashem will come. So that's Pshat, Al-Pizeh Mavuar on page 21, left bottom. Al-Pizeh Mavuar HaPasuk HaShulchan HaRemesi Kosis LaMo'or is the two Beis HaMikdash, She'al Kokach Shonim, the 410 and 420, L'Rami Sheyichtetu ha'elu mikdashim. Then the kosis means you bang it, you smash it. And that's the first base of mikdash and the second base of mikdash, the 420 and 410. Meaning that's the remez that these two batei mikdash are going to be destroyed. So then you'll ask the question, so what was the point? So that's what it says. Lahalos ner tamid. Shalom kolomar shadover ze nitzrach lahalos ner tamid. Then the bais shlishi will be ner tamid. That's the remnants of the third base of Mikdash, because once the earth was able to suck in and be used to having kedusha, then it will be ready to have the third base of Mikdash. Well, so in the Sefer Yad Shalom, he says, now let's tie it in to the Parshas HaShavua. So he says like this, on page 23. Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, there's a Medrash Pliya that's brought down in the Yismach Moshe that says, B'shosha Nichnasu Shnei Pulmosim Denura, when two things of fire went up the nostrils of Nadav Avihu, that when they were destroyed, two pulmusim denuras, says the Medrash, two streaks of fire went up their nostrils, and the Malachim said, "Hashiveinu Hashem alechav nashuva." So, what does that mean? And then the Medrash, the Kedoshim to you that we saw before, Yishlach Hazachar Mikodesh. And then the Chazal, we saw that the Peya is in the Parshas HaMoedim. And so then he quotes the Yismach Moshe, with the Mashal, that the idea of having the two Beis HaMikdash is a chana for the third Beis HaMikdash, because it gave the earth the ability to saturate and have Kedusha in it. So he says like this. He says, so then he quotes, but he says like this. Yitav Lev Hikshal Dvarav. The Yitav Lev asks on the Yisuf Moshe. He doesn't understand. A person in Derech HaTeva, so maybe you couldn't have a tree in this land unless you had the previous trees. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he needs to do. So if he wanted to bring a third base of Mikdash and he wanted that the earth should sustain it, it will sustain it. Why did he have to go through the first two as a preparation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have brought the third base of Mikdash and make the earth sustain it also. So he quotes the Kedushas Yontif. So he says like this. He says, Misha Chata, a person that on page 24... paragraph on the right Vatiritz. So he says, in the Sefer Kedushas Yontif, that's the Satmar Rebbe's, and that we have in the packet, he says, a person wants to do tshuva. He did Averis. So he feels he did an Avera, and the Kedusha inside of him went away. The Kedusha went away. But he says that no, the Kedusha never goes away totally. He says once a person has the Tzelem Elokim, he has the Neshama, even though he might have been Mekalkel, and the Kedusha might have gone away, there's still a Roshim of Kedusha that still stays in the person. And that Roshim of Kedusha is what will be built on for the tshuva process. In other words, I'll start with that roshim of kedusha that still is there, and that will build on that. He says, and then he quotes the pasuk on page 24 on the left side. V'zeh amarti l'farsha pasuk b'Yishaya. V'yakol hanishar b'tziyon v'nosar b'yushalayim kodesh yomer lo. Ratzolomer d'odam harotzol l'shuv l'fnei Hashem l'achzor midarka hara. Person wants to do tshuva, so he should learn from Hanisher B'tzion, Vanosar B'Yushalayim. What do you mean? What's left from the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash? What's left over? Churban base of Mikdash, but there's still a Roshim of Kedusha, and from that Roshim of Kedusha, so you could build the third base of Mikdash. And that's, a person wants to do tshuva, he shouldn't say, I have no hope, because, so that's pshat, kedoshim tiyu. Next, the last paragraph, left side, page 24. V'zei yisbar divrei ha-medrash. Kedoshim tiyu. Yishlach ha-zucha mikodosh u-mitzion yizadeka. Shrei pasuk zum tztavu Yisrael yos kedoshim torim. Kal Yisrael has a mitzvah to be kedoshim. But a person could say, Yipo leiv ha-adam b'chashu b'eizem matzav hu omed, ein lo od shum tikva. He says, I'm not never going to be kadosh. Look at me. I did so many bad things in the past, so many averas. So therefore, how can I become kedoshim to you? So therefore, the Medrash says, Yishlach ezucha mikodesh. You learn out from the Beis HaMikdash. Because the two Beis HaMikdashes were destroyed, but there's going to be a third one. And that third one is only because even though they were destroyed and they were averas, but the Roshim of Kedusha, there's still Shmek of Kedusha that still remains. And from that is going to come the third Reis of Mikdash, and for that is going to come your Kedusha and your ability to what? To Mikayim Kedoshim to you. So he says here, page 25, Yad Sholom, page 25, Vur Bezorah, the famous Zohar HaKadosh. So we said, Be'eis Siyotza Nishmasol Shel Pinchas. When Pinchas killed Zimri, right? So his neshama left, and the Zohar says, Nichnas bo nishmas nodav aviyu. And that's Pshat, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyim. So the Zohar says, what's the Pshat? The Pasha Pshat means that Pinchas is the son of Elazar, who's the son of Aaron HaKoyim. So he says, the Zohar says a different Pshat. The Zohar says, Pinchas was the son of Elazar, and Pinchas also was the son of Aaron HaKoyim. Doesn't mean Pinchas is the son of Elazar and Elazar the son of Aaron HaKoyim. Because Pinchas was the son of Elazar, but later on in life, Pinchas had the neshama of what? Of Nadav Aviyu. That after he killed Zimri, his neshama came out, and he got the neshama of who? Of Nadav Aviyu. So therefore, he was also a son of Aaron. Because his neshama later on in life was the neshama of Nadav Aviyu, and Nadav Aviyu was the sons of Aaron. So Pinchas started off Ben Elazar, but then also Pinchas is Ben Aaron HaKohen. That's what the Zohar says. That Ata Haya Ben Elazar v'Achshav al Yedei Maisa Zimri, after the Maisa Zimri, he had a higher level of a neshama because he did such a Maisa of Kanois and a high Madrega l'shma. Hinasa ben Aaron HaKohen. Fisha nichmas, nishmas, bonav shal Aaron, nadav aviyu, l'chore. So the question is, this idea, that Pinchas started off to be the son of Elazar, right? But then, when he killed Zimri, his neshama went out, and he got another neshama, of nadav aviyu. What's this idea? And then it says Chazal say that later on he added the neshama of Pinchas Eliyahu. He had the neshama of Eliyahu. So the question is, what's this? These ideas that Pinchas went to be the son of Elazar and then the son of Aaron, because he there was as his life progressed, he had a higher level of kedusha, he had a higher neshama. So why? But the idea is, how is he ready to accept such a higher level of kedusha? So since he started off as Pinchas ben Elazar, and that was one level of a neshama, and then his body was used to that, and then when he did the next thing, his body was already just like by the Beis HaMikdash, where we had the Beis HaMikdash come and imbue the ability of the earth to accept another Beis HaMikdash, the Shlishi, because it already had that Roshim of Kedusha before, so too, it had the Roshim of Kedusha before, and then of Nadav Aviyu, and then it even could accept the Neshama of Eliyahu Hanavi. And that's the idea. Once you have a Roshim of Kedusha, you can always build on that Roshim of Kedusha. So that's the Pshat, Zed Yisbar, page 25, bottom right. Divrei HaMedrash, Rishasha Nichnasu Shnei Pumusim Denura, V'tochot Meim Shal Nadav Aviyu, Anu Sarfei Kodesh V'omra Shiveinu Hashem, Ki L'acha Shemesu Nadav Aviyu, Re'yadu Mikodesh Ha'osid Nishomas Eli Sheyichnasu V'Pinchas Ze'el Yahu, Ve'inyon hu b'mchinas ha-mashal ha-nal, ba'odem ha-notei ilan, that's the same mashal, of ha-shireinu Hashem alechem v'reshuva, chadei shemenu kekedem, going on the Beis HaMikdash, that if you start off with the ilanos, and you get the earth ready to be a receptacle to a higher level, that's because there still is a roshim of kedusha from before. So that's why Pinchas Eliyahu. So he says here, if Hashem wanted him to have the neshama of Eliyahu, why he should have created him? But he says no. The word is, says the Ad Shalom, Eliyahu was on the highest levels, but he could only accept that level of kedusha once he had other levels of high kedusha of L'chein Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nishmasu Kivada Gam Pinchas B'toldotso Yelo Neshama Gevora. He started off as the neshama he had, and then he had the neshama of Nadav Avil, and then after that, as I'll say, he got the neshama of Eliyahu. But a person, even if he went to lower Madregas, he still has that Roshim of Kedusha. And that Roshim of Kedusha stays with him. And then with that, you have potential to build further. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash, the Rishon HaSheni, we gave you a Roshim of Kedusha, even though they got destroyed. So, but it wasn't in vain that there was a first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash, because that was the hachana that the earth should be able to suck, be a receptacle to have a third Beis HaMikdash of the highest levels, and that, he says, also is the inyan of the mitzvah peyah. Because peyah means that you're doing a mitzvah with your field, and you're giving the field kedusha. And you're giving your field, so therefore, it's in the beginning, in the middle of the parsha of the regalim. Shalidesha nosen peyel oni karaya re roa umeven ha'inyan shum yishima hanishar. Yochel od latzmiach lozeba b'schar shamalim lov kiilu bana beis hamikdash. In other words, if a person gives payah to the oni, is ilu bana beis hamikdash, because that's the idea that the beis hamikdash came about through a roshim of kedusha, which is the same idea that if you have peya in the field, that will give the field a roshim of kedusha, and mainly you could, once you have a roshim of kedusha, even though you don't have the full kedusha, but then there's something to build on, and that's the Nadav Avihu was able to build one from one neshama to the other neshama to the other neshama. And the same thing of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rishon HaSheni was able to build from there the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And even though the Rosh, where I title the Rosh HaMakdusha Shnismata, you had this Kedusha, great Kedusha, and then it was taken away, but a Roshim stays, that's going to be the Yisod of the future Kedusha. And even though there's a Churban, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash Rishon, a Churban Beis HaMikdash Sheni, but the Roshim of Kedusha was Nishar, and now the earth was able to sustain a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and so too Pinchas was able to start off with his Neshama, but then he was able to sustain a higher Neshama of Nadav Avihu, and then Eliyahu, Pinchas Eliyahu. But that's the idea, that in life, a person has to go step from step in every life experience of Kedusha, even if a person messed up and lost it, but the Roshim doesn't go away. We talk about the, you know, the Kedusha's Levi, the Pinta Layid, that Kedusha that still always stays in you, and you always have an opportunity, whatever you are in life, to build on that level, on that Kedusha that still remains. And so no one should ever have Yeish, that he said, okay, I'm finished, I didn't do, I'm not this. No, I can always do Kedoshim to you, because I learned from Yishlach HaZecha Mikodesh, I learned from the Beis HaMikdash, that there was a first one and a second one destroyed, but there's going to be a third one that's even greater. But only because there was a first one and second one could the earth sustain the third one. And that's about a person in his life also. Even if he lost his Kedusha, he lost the levels, but he still has that roshim of kedusha that the base, the makom of mikdash had, and with that he could always continue to build on. And that's the Pinchas ben Elazar. He was ben Elazar, but then he was ben Aaron a Kohen because he got the neshamas of Nodav Aviv, and then ultimately Pinchas the Eliyahu. And that's the idea. So we should never have yeish of saying we're gone, we finished, the kedusha's left. No, we still always maintain. Once there was a kedusha there, even if it goes away, there's still a remnant. There's still a roshim kedusha to always build on for the future. Okay, Rav Moshe, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Let me say hello to everyone. Rav Yosef Katan, a good Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Carroll, and Ari Wax, and the Nathan Bauer, a good Shabbos. And Ari Aaron, and Nathan Bauer, and Ari Wax, and Rav Kiva Pappers, and Rav Meir Kesselman, good Shabbos. Ilan Sasson, and Rav Shlomo Garfinkel, and Ezra Hagler. And Shai Younger, and Yehuda Bani, and Michael Ben Lolo, and Rabbi Levy, and Yosef Katar, and Shabbos, and Akiva Poppers, and Ezra Shlomo Garfinkel, and Daniel Albert, Yehuda Abadi, and Ezra Hagler, and Jacob Silberger.
I mean, it's snowing in Montreal.
Snowing in Montreal?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty cold here. And Yehuda Shitris, and Ari Mandelblum, and Eric Goldstein, and Victor Felder. Yeah, how many inches is it snowing in Montreal?
I don't know, but I can show you on my camera, but if you'd like to see.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see the snow.
Yeah.
The snow is the white. It's the sign of Tahara. Oh, okay. Okay.
Taxi?
Yeah, sure. You can see the snow. Moshe Yevet HaGeshem V'Hashalag Min HaShamayim.
So it's at least an inch, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay, everyone should be well. Good Shabbos, and we'll continue on Sunday. We're having continue the packet on the. Okay, Kol Tov. And good Shabbos. Okay, Yehuda, how you doing?
I heard that he was very helpful last night.
What? What do you say?
Airdrop was very helpful today.
Okay, I hope so.
Airdrop was very helpful
Everything
today.
Should go well.
Amen. Yeshikara.
Okay.